Chapter 6. Some interesting news. The next morning, when Anne went down to breakfast, Sir Walter and Elizabeth were talking to Mrs. Clay. Anne heard their conversation.
"Anne is here now," said Mrs. Clay. "So you don't need me anymore?"
"Of course we need you," said Elizabeth. "You're much more important than Anne."
"Dear Mrs. Clay, please don't leave us," said Walter.
"All right," said Mrs. Clay. "If you want me to stay, then I will."
Anne felt very worried. "Oh no," she thought. "Why does Father want Mrs. Clay to stay? I hope that he isn't planning to marry her." William Elliot often visited Sir Walter's house at Camden Place. Lady Russell sometimes came there too. But she was not interested in meeting William Elliot.
"I don't think that I will like him," she said to Anne. "He stayed away from your family for a long time. That wasn't polite."
But when Lady Russell met William Elliot one day, she was very surprised.
"Mr. Elliot is a very nice gentleman," she said. "It's true that he has made some mistakes in the past, but he was very young then."
Sir Walter and Elizabeth were very busy meeting rich and important people. They went to visit them as often as possible. Sometimes Anne went with them. But she preferred to spend time with an old school friend, Mrs. Smith. Many years ago, when Anne's mother died, Anne was at school in Bath. One of the older girls, Miss Hamilton, was very kind to Anne at that sad time and helped her a lot. When Miss Hamilton left school, she married a rich man called Mr. Smith. But later, her husband lost all his money and died. So Mrs. Smith was now a poor widow, and she was not very well either. She was living in a much poorer part of Bath than Camden Place. But Anne enjoyed visiting her and talking to her about the past.
"Why do you want to visit a poor old widow like Mrs. Smith?" Sir Walter asked Anne.
"She isn't old," replied Anne. "She's only 30.
Said Sir Walter. "So you prefer a poor widow to your own family?"
Anne did not reply, but she thought, "But you prefer Mrs. Clay to me, Father. Mrs. Clay is also a poor widow, the same age as Mrs. Smith." The weeks passed, and Lady Russell often talked about William Elliot with Anne.
"Mr. Elliot spends a lot of time at your house in Camden Place," she said.
"Yes," replied Anne. "Maybe he wants to marry Elizabeth."
"No," said Lady Russell. "I think that he wants to marry you, Anne. He admires you very much. I think that Mr. Elliot will be a good husband for you. If you marry him, one day you'll take your mother's place at Kellynch Hall."
In the past, Anne always agreed with Lady Russell. But now she was starting to have different ideas.
"No," she said. "I like Mr. Elliot, but I don't want to marry him. I don't know him very well, and I don't trust him."
Anne often thought about her friends in Uppercross and Lyme. Then, one evening, she had a wonderful surprise. Admiral Croft and his wife arrived at Sir Walter's house in Camden Place. They brought a letter for Anne from her sister Mary.
"Dear Anne, I have some surprising news. Yesterday, Louisa arrived back in Uppercross from Lyme. So, in the evening, Charles and I went to visit her at the Great House, and we learned that she is engaged to Captain Benwick. We thought that she and Captain Wentworth might get engaged. So, you see, Anne, Charles was quite wrong about you. Captain Benwick was never interested in you. Love, Mary."
Anne was surprised, but she also felt very happy. "It's wonderful that Frederick isn't going to marry Louisa," she thought. "But I hope that Louisa and Captain Benwick will be happy together. They are very different. Louisa talks and laughs a lot, and Captain Benwick is quiet and loves reading. But how does Frederick feel? Is he sad about Louisa?" A few days later, Anne met Admiral Croft in town. He was looking at a picture in a shop window. He was happy to see Anne and started talking about Captain Wentworth. "Frederick isn't going to marry Miss Musgrove," he said. "My wife and I were very surprised. When she started to get better, Frederick left Lyme and went to stay with his brother, Edward. And now we hear that Miss Musgrove is engaged to Captain Benwick."
"Is Frederick angry with Captain Benwick?" asked Anne.
"No," said Admiral Croft. "My wife had a letter from her brother yesterday. He is happy about Captain Benwick and Miss Musgrove getting engaged."
"So, Frederick isn't upset about Louisa," thought Anne. Suddenly, she felt full of hope.
"We've persuaded Frederick to come to Bath," said the Admiral. "There are lots of pretty girls here."